Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Mike Shope.
Period. Cut and dry. Next.
And the Bulldog.
Mike, why are you in such a bad mood?
What do you care?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right. Thanks for hanging out with us. Mike Shope and the Bulldog. Bulldog is out sick today. Let's talk about whether this Bills team can really win. The way it goes with you're having this season, New England next, all the history with them, besides that it would feel so good for the fans to see sort of exercised here in this game, feel like you're just done with New England if you can really sort of dominate them, and that may or may not prove to be true. But I'm talking about, like, here you are at 5-2 for the second year in a row. And in a better spot in your division this year, of course, because of the Patriots. So, home game, maybe a better playoff path because of that. And I wonder if the Bills have the potential to really make a run. I mean, that's what matters, is can you make a run? If they end up winning their division, which is pretty weak overall, at least so far it looks that way, and win a playoff game, then that is obviously progress. If they don't win a playoff game, it will become sort of like their thing 3 times in 4 years. And what are we going to do to move up? And so you've got a week before the deadline. Is there something to do about that this week? How aggressive do you want them to be? And I said it again before the last break, I am just fixated on scoring and offense. And while the Bills have made, this is a great stat from Sal this morning, progress in terms of points, they're still not top half of the NFL. Does that surprise you? They are averaging 25 points a game, which is 5 points better than last year, rounding up. And they're 20th in the league. So the defense is the bigger story this year so far, but I don't know. I don't mean to say literally like that it's just helpless. I mean that you can't, I guess at times I have to admit that is what I'm saying. You can't do anything about it. There are teams with good defenses, and this has been one of them, but it isn't now. And that can change, right? But I think if they're going to get anywhere this year, it has to be through their offense. It has to be with Josh Allen throwing the ball over teams again, like he was a month ago. So is that realistic? Do I need to do something about that that isn't just sort of sitting here, you know, with my with my hands clenched, kind of waiting for it? What happens? Can they really win? And you might think that it's just sort of too ambitious to be talking like that. I do not. I mean, I think that that's what you're doing here in sports, and you have a good team, and you want to get the most out of it, as opposed to sort of a slow walk with the Bills. So I guess I'm sort of talking myself into action here in the next few days. We'll see. 803-0550 for your comments. Can this team really win? That is the question. It's not whether they can beat New England. It's whether they can really, you know, beat better teams than that eventually. Here is Chris with us. Hi, Chris. Chris.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hello. I think the issue with the Bills is the fact that they can't scheme points. There's a lot of teams out there with less talent than the Bills that are ranked higher than them on scoring points that have less talent. So I think the issue is you can't lose one person off of a team and score and get field goals instead of touchdowns. So my issue is with the Bills is not defense, because defense is being legislated out of the league. You either need turnovers from your defense, you need your offense to score points. And if you can't, if you don't have the personnel to score points, then you need to scheme them. And if you can't scheme points, then that's on the coaching staff. And that's my issue. And I'm a Bears fan first and a Bills fan second, so I know on both hands of that.
Yes.
You have less talent, but you can scheme points. And it seems to me that the Bills are unable against good teams and good defenses to scheme points. And that's what teams do. The Rams are not an unbelievable team this year, but yet they're still able to scheme points. There's a lot of teams in the league that can scheme points, and the Bills seem unable to do that, and it's not just penalties. So that's what worries me about the Bills, because I think the Bills are talented enough to win. But at this point, I would like to see them do more than just win and contend. And until they can scheme.
Yeah, I think I got you.
Which they don't seem to be able to do. I don't think they're going anywhere further than a playoff berth, maybe a playoff win. And after that, I don't think they have much in the tank.
I want to take advantage of you being a Bears fan real quick, if I can, Chris. Just like really, really quick. What is it like? I mean, the Bears are a proud franchise with a lot of history, great players, a Super Bowl. Like, they've done things. But
To cut you off, it's not fun.
It's not?
To let you know.
Like, are they ever fun to – have they ever in your life been fun to watch?
They have. The team that made the Super Bowl was so much fun to watch. And as I was watching them, the team that lost to
– Indy?
The Colts, yes. And honestly, if they didn't have Rex Grossman, they were a better team than the Colts. And honestly, Rex Grossman was not much worse than Peyton Manning in that game, but he was just a little bit worse.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Okay.
So being a Bears fan since, you know, I'm born in 77, grew up, and all of a sudden the Bears were so good during the mid to late
80s. Right.
I thought that's how it went, and then I realized how it went.
Yes. You can't always be good. They haven't been terrible very often, but yeah, I got you. I got to go, Chris. Thank you. I think, like, if your team is good, then it's fun to watch. It's fun to have, but it's just there's something about the Bears. We talked about it yesterday, and then the game totally lived down to the reputation. There's just something about them that they cannot give you an entertaining football game, unless it's like super old school in terms of entertainment, super old school, like mud, snow, something like that. That's fine. But I'm talking about the Bills, who are not bad. You know, they're not great, but not bad this year when it comes to scoring. And like Chicago is scoring at the Bills' number last year, only they're playing in this year's league, which is a problem. And because I'm not going to not be able to say it, they're 5-2. Somebody has to say it, so I have to say that. They're 5-2. All right, thanks again, Chris. Scott is next. Hello, Scott.
Hey there. I was just wanting to say, you know, it looked like when John Brown was healthy, they're able to put up more points on the field. And I feel like that's what they need, is that guy that can stretch it out, give Stephon Diggs more area to work, and that's how they're going to get more points on the field. And we saw it, you know, in the Chiefs game, that they're not able to put up those points, and that's what you need to be a contender, is you need those points on the field. And without Brown there stretching it, they just need another speed guy, it seems like, if he's going to be out.
Yeah, and I mean, thanks. It's been said many times, this point about John Brown, and I don't want to dispute it. Like, I just feel like it's become the thing, and I'm sort of confused by this reality that or this perception that we didn't realize all this time that the Bills offense needed John Brown so badly. I mean, of course, there's truth in it. But they're not throwing the ball to Stephon Diggs down the field now. And can't they? Like, I don't know. I'm sure I'm missing some nuances. But Diggs went from 11.4 or 5, over 11 yards per target in the first four games to under 6 in the last three. And he's getting more targets per game. That's really skewed by the Titans game because he had 16 targets in the Titans game. But still, he was 35 targets. I wrote it down, but it's over there. I got to go find it from yesterday. 35 targets for 400 yards in the first four games, 35 targets for 200 yards in the last three. And, I mean, I got to have that. And if I don't have John Brown, what am I going to do? Dump the ball off? I can't run it. So I don't really want to, but they're not good at that. I don't have tight ends. I don't have certain pieces that I could have. What am I going to do to score? Like, Diggs was your move. Brown was here. That is great. Diggs was your move. And then you walked into the season and scored like crazy through Diggs. Diggs made Allen look so good. He's catching these contested balls, you know, saving him from a couple of picks here and there. Allen was good. Diggs, it's how football works. Diggs made him better. And now it's different. I thought in the Titan game, Diggs was getting really punished because so much work. Maybe he's not 100%. Nobody's 100% maybe by now. It's seven games. Then you had that weird ending in Kansas City when Diggs wasn't hustling. I'm not making much out of that. I just remembered it now, and it's just part of the story of him this year. I don't know. I want the Bills to be able to figure out how to get him to be somebody that isn't somebody they could have just signed to play that role. Because right now what they're getting from him, what it's amounting to in their offense is like replacement level kind of production. And that wasn't the idea. The idea was that Diggs was, you know, way above that. So that's where my head is. I mean, I've been sort of focused on throwing the ball to win for years. And this season started, and the Bills were suddenly great at it. Like, it was shocking. I know that anybody who didn't think Josh Allen was great before was made to feel shame because you were supposed to admit your mistake and sign an apology letter. He wasn't great before. And then this year started, and he was great. Like, that happens in sports. Aaron Rodgers has been bad the last couple of years, and then is great this year. Were you wrong to think he was bad? No, you were right. This year is better. People change. Allen improved his accuracy. He hung in the pocket longer. He did things to help himself do better. Good job. Diggs is a big part of that, and it's really kind of gone away. I mean, Allen wasn't bad against the Jets. There just wasn't anything there that would have helped me beat somebody other than the Jets, which I didn't have to do, right? Because they're the team I was playing. So, good thing. Here's Mike with us. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mike. How are you? Long time listener. Okay. First caller.
Thank you.
I just wanted to comment on your point. You had kind of started this discussion off, can the team win?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I really don't know if they can beat Super Bowl contenders or if they're in that type of realm, really. Let's talk about the last four primetime games. We have playoff Houston, Thanksgiving, Cowboys, and then the last 2 weeks, Tennessee and KC. They beat Dallas handily, but it turns out Dallas is one of the worst defenses in the entire league. They played a good first half against Houston in primetime, and this year in primetime, they were both letdown games. I just unfortunately think that when the team plays on the national stage, national spotlight, I don't know if it's part of the scheme or the way they prepare for the game or what. I understand the Titans was a disaster with Corona, but I don't know. I have been disappointed the last couple times they played in primetime. Like I said, they beat the Cowboys. We're all happy about that, but the Cowboys kind of stink. So.
Well, you see a couple things here differently than I do, which is, of course, cool. I don't think time of game has anything to do with it. Time of game usually means better opposition because it's a night game. And, you know, across the board there, that's true in those examples. But I don't really care about when they played them in terms of, like, what time of day it was. And, you know, the Dallas game was a really great day for the Bills. The Cowboys turned the ball over. The Cowboys put up what kind of crazy number of yards in that game? I haven't thought about it in a while. It's last year, and they weren't terrible last year. When Prescott's on the field, they're good. Defensively, they're not great. But, you know, you've seen – what do I want? You're seeing or you've seen? I can't muddle it. You're seeing Dallas without Prescott, and it's ugly. And I'm kind of happy about it because Prescott takes abuse that I don't get at all. It's just never been, it's never made sense. I want to think it's as simple as the fact that he was not picked early in the draft, but of course it's not usually that simple or that clean. But really like the guy, and he's out, and they're a disaster. So even with Dalton in there, who, you know, is a respectable backup. Anyway, I don't think the Bills have a set the alarm clock problem, but they might. What I think they are is a team that this is safe to say, they have not shown that they can beat good teams, and that's this year, you know, and it's not starting at Thanksgiving as much as it is since McDermott. Like, they have played a few good teams each of these years, and their record is bad. They are winless against New England, for his career. They had New Orleans the 1 year and lost by a million. They had Philadelphia last year and got crushed. Those weren't even, well, the Eagles weren't even like a good, good team. But, you know, there are those games where you're not playing the Jets anymore or the Dolphins, or at least what the Dolphins have been. And so what have you got? And I think it's points. They did win in Kansas City. It's not only that they've lost, I'm not saying that, but overall the record against the good teams stinks. And so that's been true, and that this year is all about your ability to beat those teams. Like, that's really what there is. Nothing else is that good anymore, because the Bills have become a good, you know, team. They've built a good team. But I feel like the season is almost half over, and what they were last year is mostly what they are this year, which is they're good enough to clean up against the Jets and the likes of those teams, but are they better than that? Are they able to beat the good teams? And I guess we could talk about whether New England qualifies. Because somebody's going to tell you that they are a good team because they're New England, and somebody's going to tell you that they're terrible because they've watched them recently and they've looked terrible. So I don't know. Their record isn't good. Usually that thing about the Bills and McDermott against good teams is based on those teams' records, or it's based on whether they made the playoffs. I should get you some numbers on that because I just don't know them. But I know what they are, you know, whether they're good or not. And so New England is what, 2-4? I guess they wouldn't count for this. Debatable. 803-0550 is the number. That is what this season is here for. Are the Bills ready to step up and beat good teams? And we're kind of still waiting. The Rams game happened. I don't want to ignore that. Of course, I mean, they got a break there, but they did beat them. So what do you think? Like, what are they capable of? I'm Mike Shope. Bulldog is off today. This is WGR.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's the goal, to be consistent, you know, and continue just to progress as the season goes on. I mean, you want to be playing your best ball when December rolls around, and that's what we're working towards. You know, every week is a little bit different, and you're just taking steps towards your, what your ultimate goal is. So we're hoping that, you know, we've latched on to something and we can keep building on it.
Leslie Frazier reminds me. So I wrote today for the website, WGR550.com. It's where I work. And it was a column I've been waiting to write. Today I remembered about it, this chart that a Bills fan by the name of Andy Provin produced with the Bills record against every NFL head coach they've ever faced. And I just, like, when I wrote, I compared it to, like, staring at the ocean. I can't look away. I thought of a different comparison that I wrote it and then erased it. Like, just, it's just candy for me.
It's marvelous.
It's great. And Frazier is on it. The Bills faced Leslie Frazier. He was the Vikings coach. And I think that's the game where they get blown out. Is Favre the quarterback?
Is that the game, the Arthur Motes game?
Arthur Motes on Favre? I think so. I think that's Frazier. So the Bills, I believe, are, I don't have in front of me, but I think they're 0-1 against Leslie Frazier. And there are lots of coaches who either were head coaches here. The Bills played against Rex Ryan a number of times, Doug Marrone, and so on. I think it's 10 different former Bills head coaches are on this chart that the Bills have played against. And former players and just assistants like Frazier. And it's super cool. I love it. So I wrote some of my favorite things, the numbers from that chart. Belichick and Shula have each racked up 35 wins against the Bills. Shula went 35-20, all with Miami. He'd been the Colts coach, but the Bills never played Shula's Colts team. They were in different leagues. All with Miami, including playoffs, 55 games, 35-20 was Shula's record. Belichick's is 35-6. So he can take the lead Sunday. Hopefully he doesn't. 35-6. Third is in wins is 11. And that was Sid Gilman back in the AFL Chargers, mostly. He had a Houston win against the Bills, too.
So I did look up the game that Brett Favre got knocked out. It was on December 5th, 2010. Leslie Frazier was the interim head coach, took over for Brad Childress.
That would count.
Yep.
That would count.
For sure.
The Bills have played against, speaking of interim head coaches, Anthony Lynn is on the list of former Bills head coaches because he was the head coach for one game. And they've played against his teams twice. That would be both Charger games, right? Mm-hmm. That's his only head coaching job, isn't it?
Yes.
Anthony Lynn, apart from here.
The Nathan Peterman game was the first one, and the second one was Josh Allen's first start
right
here.
Right. Those are both Anthony Lynn?
Yes.
Yeah, so if you like that stuff, A, please check out what I wrote, sort of my interpretation of it, at WGR550.com or radio.com on the app. B, Get to know that name, Andy Provin, because he tweets stuff like this. I just found it one day. He tweeted that chart, just shared it. And so I asked him today if it was okay if I wrote on it. I wanted to do that. And he said he was flattered. And he also is somebody who's put a lot of Bills stuff up on YouTube, mostly, if not entirely, like from the past, historical. 70s and 80s team highlight film, those kind of things. And that's part of Andy's passion for the team is to do that. All right, Sean is with us now. Hi, Sean.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Fine, thanks.
Hey, I just wanted to call in kind of a challenge to your thinking when it comes to defense.
Okay.
I've listened to you a long time, and I always hear the offense is the key, kind of, you know, the quarterback, but when you look at what you just said about the Dallas game, we were out rushed and passed that whole game. I think we ended up with less than 300 yards total offense, and yet we won because of two key turnovers and multiple fourth downs. So what, you know, I kind of want to get your thinking on what you value with defense, and is it something that you believe we don't even really need to be in the top 15 or 20, or is it
yes.
something? Okay.
Yeah, I don't think you have to rank anything. I don't know what Kansas City ranked in defense last year or other top teams. I know that they had great offenses, but you know, turnovers are known to be, or I guess thought to be, like, I don't have sort of a paper to hand you, but that there's just a lot of luck and randomness in it. Fumbles are really about that. And, you know, pressure can mean more interceptions and more stuff, but that's really a sign of a good defense anyway. So, like, the Dallas game is a pretty good example because they were outgained in that game. But as you said, the Cowboys turned the ball over and the Bills didn't. I mean, Dallas had, I'm looking at it now since you brought it up, Dallas had 32 first downs in that game against the Bills. It's not like the Bills stopped them at all, but they got a couple of plays. And I just don't think, as we see all the time in the NFL, Sean, you just can't count on that to repeat itself. There's just too much randomness in it. And if I expect, as we've seen with Bills teams even in recent years, if I expect, I see a team that takes the ball away a lot, if I think I've got a team then that, as a rule, takes the ball away a lot, I'm going to be disappointed, or probably.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with you on that aspect. I think there has to be some kind of, I don't want to say balance because that would be 50-50, but you have to invest in that in order to get and steal those games like they did with the Dallas game. Because I watched it again, I don't know, probably a few months ago, and it was on the NFL Network, and in the whole game, I didn't feel like the Bills had any kind of security in that game. So that I hear you talk about defense, there has to be a percent of that defense that has to complement that offense. So,
you know, look, if you could control that, if you could control how many takeaways you can get from a defense, then we're talking. But the problem is that you can't. I mean, we know that turnovers are the biggest stat. Like, the Bills won that game in Dallas because there were 3 turnovers to 0. And if you want to include the times that they got stopped on fourth down, you can. I mean, that's a change of possession. So it's that the turnovers were the difference in that game. That is reasonable to say. But, you know, were they the game before or the game after? Like, there's just – or were they in Dallas's game before or the game after? There's just too much – randomness in that, as opposed to if your offense is humming, you're set. Like, that is something that does repeat itself. The teams with the best offenses keep going and keep winning. And so that's where you want to be. And if I thought I could really count on reliably how many takeaways I could get in a game or in a season, then that would be different.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah, I get it. I just hear overall the devaluing of that, and I think they need to invest in that like a trade or, you know, some kind of free agency. I know Eli Apple was released, you know, something that brings in a more of a closer balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know
what, Sean? Think about how much investing they've done on defense. First round picks, free agency. How many guys did they actually go get this summer on defense? Several. I mean, Jefferson and Addison and Klein and Matakevich and Norman. I mean, they made lots of moves. Oliver is this. Edmonds is this. Epinesa is this. I mean, that's just not even, that's all like in the last 2 years. And then so would Murphy be this, right? Like,
yeah,
they've done a lot of that. And where are they? It's just, it's too hard. This isn't to take all those guys off the hook, right? If they get manhandled in a game, one-on-one or whatever, like if they don't have a good game, then they don't. And that's really on them and on the team. But what, with all and with Trey White on the field and with Milano for most of it, like with all of that cooking, they're what this year? Like they're bad. And so the investment that you have to draft somebody and sign, you know, you have to sign guys. You can't just not field a defense. But like when I think about, and maybe you've heard Bulldog and me talk about this, when I think about the trade deadline, I want to pass on D because, man, I've done so much of that already, and I just don't see, I don't want to assume at least, that adding a guy in my front seven is going to make a difference. It can.
Yeah, and I don't believe the front seven would. I believe you have to have that depth at cornerback. And I mean, you kind of proved my point when you said they're bad, and I believe if they could have stepped up in that time, the two losses we had, I mean, we weren't that far away from Kansas City, you know. So if we would have had, a big turnover or that defense that could steal that game, we could easily have beat them.
Well, they got, I mean, I don't know about easily. They did get one takeaway.
I'm sorry.
You know, that's okay. I mean, they did get one takeaway in that game and had a field goal attempt out of it. It was just too late in the half. And then almost the Edwards-Helaire fumble that was overturned, right? So it's just not something teams are able to do repeatedly. They just it doesn't happen. So it's tough for me to think that they should like build like that. But you know, watch and see. Maybe they'll start taking the ball away just because of that randomness. They'll just start doing it. If you can go one way, then you can go the other. So we'll see what happens. But
all right.
Thanks, Sean.
Well, thanks. Thanks for the conversation.
Yeah, likewise. Yeah, thank you. What do we have on the Bills' defense? We have 15th in yards allowed, 15th in points allowed. I mean, okay. I'm sure even here at WGR in the course of the day, you can find lots of people here who will engage you on a question, on a conversation about, you know, how they line up, who should play in what gap, all that stuff. I feel like it's kind of a waste of time. In this league, look at the top teams. Who stops them ever? What do I want to do here? I mean, I want to win big. That's the point. If your coach and your GM and your players don't win big, they eventually get replaced. And that's what we're doing here. And you've got a chance this year. You've got a good start, a good record, and a kind of a soft division, so it's there. And really, that's the focus, is how do I, I'm the Bills, how do I accomplish that? And I just feel like offense is way more important to that end than defense is, because you want to watch Green Bay this year? Green Bay, like, they were just crushed all offseason for not adding wide receiver talent. Why did they draft A.J. Dillon, a big running back? What, even with Aaron Jones injured, they didn't even use A.J. Dillon. How did they do? They won 38-10 or some score like that, 38-20. So what? It didn't even matter they didn't have Aaron Jones, and it never will. Whoever your running back is, who your running back is, who's your quarterback, and are you taking shots? That Davante Adams is so good that Rodgers almost looks like he doesn't need anybody else. Give me whoever you're running. Jones is fine. Like, he's not bad. I'm not saying he's bad. It just doesn't matter. Give me whoever your running back is. I don't need A.J. Dillon. I mean, what? Just give me who your running back is. I'm going to throw the ball to Davante Adams if he's healthy and probably win. And, like, Adams is so good now at getting open, and those two guys click, and just Green Bay is, I mean, they're killing it. Even with all these, this criticism of their decisions, they're killing it. Quarterback, wide receiver, ball game. Well, this is the fun part, talking about it. What can we do? What's valuable? What's not? You want to invest in defense? I mean, maybe it can't hurt. You want to throw a draft pick at a player like the Lions did today, a conditional sixth for Everson Griffin? That's a name at least. Trades like that, we've seen a couple of them already. Maybe we will see that from the Bills. 803-0550 is the number. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
I feel everybody's thinking, especially the people in Buffalo, like, look, we've been excited before, and then New England beats us. Well, you know what? They had the greatest quarterback, arguably, of all time. They were always in a position to win games. Like, the Patriots never got blown out with Tom Brady. They were always in games. They always had a chance to win. To me, this is a totally different ballgame when you take Tom Brady off that team.
Eric Wood yesterday. Check out all our past shows and interviews at radio.com or WGR.com. 550.com. I'm only going to be able to talk here for like a couple minutes, and then we're going to have to stop again. But I want to ask one question, and about the Bills, kind of right in line with where I've been all day. And then I want to do some fantasy. See if there's any fantasy out there today. Week 8 waivers are critical. Sorry for some of you who don't play fantasy football using that word critical. But they are, like, trades right now, it's really, like, sort of, let's go. It's into the season, and it's important. So I want to tell you a couple things I'm thinking along those lines, and maybe hear a question or two if they're out there. This overall topic about the Bills and, like, beating good teams, we've talked about last year's Dallas game today. People have brought that up. We've talked about this season's games. I brought up New Orleans from what is that? 3 years ago now. That's barely relevant. What is the Rams game this year? The one time I thought of the Rams game, I mentioned it, and then I'm like, but the pass interference. That shouldn't really happen. There should be no but. You know, 60 minutes, the Bills beat them. And the Rams are 5-2 now? I'm not even sure they're not better than that. I want to look. That division is good. Seattle, that just lost its first game, has the worst point differential in the NFC West. I got to look here. Bulldog is not here to talk while I do this, but I want to know. The Rams winning last night, they are 5-2, plus 52 in point differential, which Arizona is better than that and has the same record. What are the Rams? Are the Rams good? Are they, like, back? Or are they less than that? I don't know. The game here is hard to read because they got blown out for half of it and then did the blowing out in the other half. So I don't know what I'm supposed to do with the Rams. The game they have next is the Dolphins against Tua. And I really want to see what that is. I want to be on Miami for that game because I just don't – I'm resisting accepting the Rams as a really good team. Maybe I shouldn't resist. Maybe I should just say it, accept it. But I don't know. That's just how I'm thinking. Maybe you have a strong opinion either way on that. I just don't. I can't figure out how good they are. I watch Goff, and I'm like, he's way off. The game here, the game last night. But the coach might be super, and they get there. So is that a good win? Like, it's not. It's one of the better wins. You know, this year it's the best win, right? Doesn't it have to be? Maybe the Raiders. I think it's got to be the Rams. So I'm struggling with that game to figure out what kind of category to put it in. All right, fantasy football, a tip, some player thoughts, maybe a question or two as well. We'll do a segment. Come on, Bulldog is away today. Let's play a little bit. 803-0550 is the number. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.